It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here at KTIC. Roy, let's talk about the markets this week. We are in a shortened session. Of course, no trading takes place today for the in observance of Good Friday. So, you know, we've talked about it before, kind of a different mentality in a shortened week, isn't there?
It is. There are a lot of times the traders are wanting to have a long weekend without thinking about their work, and so they even up their positions before the holiday weekend, and it seems like that's what happened yesterday on the, at least on the corn and soybeans, that we had people anticipating a sharply higher day, and it was for a while, but it didn't last very long, and we ended up almost unchanged, or in some cases lower or a few pennies higher on the day when the market finally closed.
Let's expand on those reports a little bit more, the ones that came out yesterday morning, Roy. You made the comment before we went on the air, just not a everything was pretty much within the realm of expectations, huh?
Well, they were the corn and bean numbers were a little more friendly than what the trade anticipated, but in my opinion, just looking at them, it didn't look like they were all that much more friendly. You know, we had the corn off... I can't remember the exact number, but anyway, 1.7 billion bushels carryover, and last month it was 1.74, and the trade was expecting 1.73. So we were off 300,000 bushels of corn compared to what the trade was expecting, and you know that sounds like a lot, but it's not really very much percentage-wise.
And that was kind of the case in beans too, wasn't it?
It was the case in beans. Actually, we had the beans were down proportionally just a little bit more than corn was, but and the trade did see that as pretty positive for a while. But then, as we got closer to the close, why apparently they started seeing things the way I was seeing them, and we ended up closing almost unchanged on the nearby and a little bit higher on the new crop.
Let's talk about the bean market in general, because it would really be nice to see the bean market maintain some of these gains, huh?
Well, it would. The bean market has really been pretty friendly for the last month and just gradually eating its way higher, and I think that's a function of the fact that, for quite a while, the corn price has been proportionally better than the soybean price, and people kind of like to stay in the rotation, and so everybody is expecting a huge increase in soybean acres, and when we got the planting intentions report, that didn't materialize, and so that consequently has caused a positive reaction in the soybean market. The market's trying to keep farmers more or less planting more beans than what they were expected to a month ago.
Roy, let's follow up a little bit on last week's report. You mentioned the planting intentions. Did anything else ever come out of that 7 million acre gap in total planted crop acres?
Not that I've heard of, and that's still a puzzle to me, and I think it probably is to a lot of people, that where are those 7 million acres going to not be planted? You know, it certainly isn't happening anywhere in eastern Nebraska that I can tell, and probably not any place in the central corn belt. So, you know, if that 7 million acres really does materialize, it's going to have to be in the south or Texas or someplace like that.
Roy, you know, as we've said before, you know, the market's always looking for something to gnaw its teeth on, and now that we're back into springtime, we'll be getting those weekly crop progress reports, so that'll give us something to look at on a weekly basis, huh?
Right. Every week there'll be a crop progress report, and you know, the first couple weeks here probably won't amount to much because we don't have very much of the crop in the ground, nor are we expected to. But if we get up to the 1st of May and this weather hasn't corrected itself, why, then these weekly reports are probably going to be something that the traders are going to hang their hat on for at least a week.
Have you heard anything in terms of you know, other areas of the country that's fighting the weather?
Well, I think in general the weather hasn't been very good, you know, anywhere. You know, we have a few days of warm weather or a couple days at a time, and people get a little bit done and get some fertilizer put on, in some cases get some corn planted, but then we get a spell like we've got now where it's just damp and cold, and then, you know, that kind of brings everything to a halt. So if we get another 2-3 weeks of this, then it's going to start to be a concern.
All right. In addition to watching the weather, what are some of the other things trade's going to be watching?
Well, I think we need to watch the outside markets just like we have been. The value of the dollar, the strength of the equities markets, Dow Jones and so forth. That was one of the positive things that was in the market yesterday, but in the end, it didn't end up having much effect on the grains, but it certainly did short term. We had the dollar down, we had crude oil up, we had stock market, the attitude on the stock market definitely better than it's been for quite a while. So those are things we need to keep our fingers on.
Key in on those items and look to make some sales on those rallies. For producers that would like to get more information from you, Roy, how do we do that?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
I thank you for the comments, sir, and we'll talk to you next week.
I will be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here at KTIC.